Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. We've got the latest on those coming up in your afternoon wrap-up straight ahead.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org.
When you're raising cattle, you're producing beef, and consumers expect that beef to be sustainably produced. Sustainable beef production is the focus of the 2017 Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, February 24th in Ardmore, Oklahoma. Keynoter will be John Butler, current president of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. Other leading players in the beef business will discuss how we raise beef the right way, and cattle market analyst Daryl Peel will offer a market outlook. To register, go to noble.org/ag events or call 580-224-6376.
Well, livestock futures fell under pressure today with moderate losses developing in both live cattle and lean hog futures. The lack of buyer support across the market continued to be the main focus of the recent pressure. Meanwhile, corn prices were higher in live trade, March corn futures about 4 cents higher. Stock markets higher too in live trade. The Dow Jones is 81 points higher, NASDAQ up 19 points. In live cattle, futures pushed lower today following early support in the complex. The inability to hold on to support seen early in the session and driven back by the triple-digit gains from yesterday caused some uncertainty throughout the market. There was some increased price shifts throughout the end of the session, but overall pressure continued to hold based on the lack of buyer support in the market. Cash cattle trade was limited to the Fed Cattle Exchange, although a few feedlot bids did surface throughout the day at $116 per hundredweight. The Fed Cattle Exchange auction report today listed a total of 4,822 head, with only 1,556 actually sold. In feeder cattle, futures were still holding light to moderate gains, despite the pressure that developed throughout the rest of the livestock complex. Overall lack of trade activity, though, was the main focus of most futures markets in the livestock arena, but nearby feeder cattle futures still able to fight off some of that selling pressure. March futures held a 22-cent gain following the firm support in April contracts. But beyond the nearby trade, traders seem to have been heavily influenced by strong pressure in live cattle markets. Grain futures were a little softer today after attempts to rebound from yesterday's sell-off failed to take hold. Corn prices posted modest losses, with March still unable to break out above the top of its December-February channel. Soybeans were a little lower, with steady selling noted after an attempt to rally failed early in Asian screen trade. And wheat prices mostly lower today, with attempts to firm withering after the start of trading in Europe. That's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network.